The autumn wind is a pirate.
Welcome, Raider Nation, to the Raider Nation podcast, a victory week for the Raiders and the Raider Nation. We're going to hit on that and more here on show 601. Raider Nation, on today's show, we will have the post game for Let's Ride. The Broncos left the house with a loss and hopefully lost a bunch of money before they went home. I love it. Then we will definitely hit on a pregame for the Condiments. We'll get on that. I think we can win this game. Listen, man, the Chiefs are just another team like anybody else. Let's not get too emotional about the juggernaut, because a lot of that is in your head. We'll hit on that, and also my favorite, the bone line. That's a wrap up the show, folks, and lead us to the Monday night game, which we will all in the whole world will be watching. Boy, it's nice to finally get a W. Just win one, baby. That's how we're feeling. But that was what happened at home, at our house, full of orange jerseys. Amazing to me to see all the orange in the house. Now, there's two things I have to say about that. The Raiders were loud. The Raider fans came to roar, and they roared fine. The Bronco fans didn't have anything to really cheer about, which was beautiful. I loved it. That was one thing. The other thing was, these guys gave all the Raider fans that bought those seats a nice, healthy check. These fans from Bronco Let's Ride Country filled the pockets of the Raider Nation. I am so happy that they overpaid to see their team that they thought was going to come in and beat Las Vegas. That is precious. And on top of that, I'm sure they gambled away some money. They left some money in town. And the worst part, or the best for me, is they had to leave the stadium losing as losers, getting pummeled by Raider fans all the way back to the hotel, and I'm sure all the way home. This is the beauty of a win against the vaunted orange. Yuck. I love it. And we haven't done this in quite some time, but it's very entertaining the way Randy did that this time. The Huddle Up podcast of the Broncos, they had a lot to say about the game before and, well, sad news after. Some of the words they liked using was, like, our secondary was trash, and that the Broncos were all lubed up for this game. Boy, they sure were. Check it out. That's right. It's Chad and Zach. What you got for us, bros? Let's ride.
You're listening to the Huddle Up Podcast with Chad Jensen and Zach Kelberman. Join Broncos Country's deep divers at milehighhuddle.com and sound off. And now it's time to drop some knowledge.
Welcome in. It's the Mile High Huddle Podcast. I'm Chad Jensen. That's Zach Kelberman. You know him. You love him. How are you feeling about the Broncos' chances in week four on the road, Vegas?
We talked about it on the radio today and all week, really. I love the opportunity the Broncos have to really drive that final stake through the Raiders' hearts. Because at 0-3 right now, you can argue the season's done for them anyway, but 0-4 for sure it would be done. And how sweet would that be at their house against Joshy Poo? You know, really sticking it to him in that little FU moment. I cannot wait to see what the Broncos offense does, because this could be a get-right game for them. I can't wait for Sunday. Let's ride.
Another full house, a lot of Bronco fans here in Vegas this afternoon. We've had the flip of the coin. It's a big game for the Raiders, a desperate team, and we are underway.
I don't really care how the Broncos get that win. We all want to see Russell Wilson have that breakout game. We want to see 300 yards and three touchdowns, but as long as they win and go to 3-1, and as an added bonus, end the Raiders season at their place, I'm cool with it, man. I can't wait for Sunday.
Wilson, 3rd and 8. They come around, Bulls. They make the grab. It's Hobbs.
That Raiders secondary, Chad, is trash. Hot, smelly trash.
It's Hobbs.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about the Broncos defense. I think based on the way they've played.
Jacobs, here he goes, plowing into the end zone. Touchdown, Raiders, 10 yards.
This is their get-right game. There's their opportunity. I mean, this Raiders defense is rife with holes. I mean, this is your opportunity, Nathaniel Hackett, Russell Wilson. Unleash the beast.
1st and 10, Melvin Gordon. Oh, he fumbled again. He fumbled again. Robertson's got it. And he's got an entourage by midfield. Got a block by Hobbs. And there he goes. He's got 6. On the fumble by Gordon. His 4th of the season.
That Raiders secondary, Chad, is trash. Hot, smelly trash. The Raiders are weak where the Broncos are strong. And the Broncos should be able to take advantage of that.
Here comes Carr, running hard, breaking tackles, got by Josie Jewell, takes it near the 21. Carr, galloping for 20. Timeout, Raiders. And the swerving Jacobs gets away, they can't bring him down, even by holding on to his jersey. And a foot race into the secondary and brought down by Stearns. What a gallop! He's down near the 17-yard line on a run of 43. They come in with Crosby and a sack. Another sack, and here he comes with his 2nd. Max Crosby, 3rd sack by the Raider defense. White in the backfield, 3rd and a long one. White, the pitch, chased by Chubb. Blocked by the tight end, Waller, and there he goes. What a run and what a block.
This is their get right game. There's their opportunity. Unleash the beast.
Hand off. Jacobs slips into the end zone. Touchdown, Las Vegas. 7 yards.
Time for predictions. Then we're going to say goodbye for tonight. What do you expect to see happen Sunday?
I think the engine will be nice and lubed on Sunday at Allegiant Stadium, Chad. I do think the Broncos offense will find pay dirt a few times, and the defense will hold the Raiders offense to less than what they average. I see like 26-16, something like that. I'll go with that.
I'm going to say Broncos win this game 24-13. It's going to be a 2-score win because I believe in this defense.
Let's ride.
Goodbye from Las Vegas. The Raiders have beaten the Broncos 32-23.
Your Denver Broncos just lost their 5th straight game to the Raiders, falling 32-23. Zach, your gut reaction, my friend.
Well, The offense, I don't know what happens, man. They look good in spurts, and then they don't. The O-line looks like they can pass protect, and then they fall apart. Garrett Bowles looks like he's a Pro Bowl left tackle. Then he goes back to being Garrett Holes. They're so inconsistent, and the play calling still is too. The screen game wasn't working, and Hackett kept with it. The outside running game wasn't working. He kept with it. He still struggled being in that role. The defense, the run defense, was a problem in the preseason repeatedly, and it's been a problem in the regular season. That's something we talked about on the radio. They were a little leaky last week. They looked good against the 49ers, but when Jeff Wilson is averaging 6.1 yards per carry, Josh Jacobs is not Jeff Wilson. He's a much different animal, and historically, he's owned the Broncos. And to see them get bullied in the trenches over and over and over, very disheartening. The arm tackles and the missed tackles, very disappointing. Josh Jacobs is running for a 144 and 2 touchdowns. I mean, a guy who's historically owned you, you don't maybe coach that up during the week to, listen, tackle low, don't arm tackle, don't miss tackles. The fundamentals.
Wherever you run into fellow fans, and you lament the egregious 13-game winning streak that the Chiefs have. That's bad enough. But to know that the Raiders have 5 games on you in a row.
I didn't think they would escape Vegas with a loss like that and McDaniels to get his revenge on the Broncos, but that's what it is. Very disheartening.
The team had a meeting by itself without McDaniels. I think that was very special because I think the players got together and decided not to listen to the coach and to play their game and to play relaxed and to play out of their mind and to win for themselves. Not for him, for each other. I think that was the theme. Can't be sure, but that was what I would think because of the way they played. So I think that was really crucial for this victory. The other thing I think happens is McDaniels finally gives up on his trying to change Derek Carr into Tom Brady, the pocket passer. Carr is not Brady. I've said it a million times. He is Carr. You got to let him run. You got to get him spin out of the pocket and get the ball going. I think he had 30 yards, 40 yards. I mean, that was great because that's the kind of play it's going to take for this team to win games. He cannot just stand there like a statue and get sacked like he did the first 3 games. This game had a different energy, different spice, certainly a different determination from the Raiders. So another good positive thing is we scored in every quarter. Now, we still had trouble in the red zone in the first quarter and the third quarter. We moved the ball, which was nice to see, but sputtering in that red zone is just not a good thing with what we have to play with. Thank goodness for Josh Jacobs because he was the star of this game. 28 carries, 144 yards, averaging 5.1 yards a carry with a long of 43. 2 touchdowns. I mean, some of those touchdowns run were great. I mean, we haven't seen that in so very long. I mean, Derek ran 7 times for 40 yards, 5.7 yards per carry. And he ran a run for 20 yards one time. That's what we need from him. Zamara White, 2 carries, 24 yards, 12 yards averaging each. And Devontae Adams ran it 1 time. I don't like to see this receiver sweep garbage with our vaunted best receiver. Don't need to get him injured with those stupid plays. I hate those. But he ran 1 for 4 yards. I'm glad they didn't repeat that again. Devontae Adams, 9 catches for 101 yards, average of 11.2 yards, long of 20. Absolutely necessary. Big Mac Hollins, 3 receptions, 33 yards, average of 11, 16 was the long. Josh Jacobs got 5 receptions, 31 extra yards, 6.2 per reception. Now, this is football. this is our best. We got Waller there, 3 catches for 24, averaging 8 yards. Wasn't a big, effective tight end like we should be getting. You know, he dropped the ball, I believe, again this game. He's not playing up to his potential. I can say that right now, even in this game. However, we ran the football. We ran the football. We kept the defense rested. You know, Abrams, 3 tackles. Perryman, 4 tackles. Diablo, 3. Nate Hobbs was all over. 3 tackles, but, I mean, his influence in this game, he's everywhere, all over. Chandler Jones did okay. I saw him put some pressure in there. Not worth the money, I don't think, but he's playing. Crosby, need I say more? 2 sacks. So, you know, I think this game was truly a change in not only attitude of the team, but I think it was change in the way the plays are being called. You know, this is the first game we truly ran the ball like every single Raider fan has been screaming for since the beginning of the season. Why not run the ball? Why not? You know, he looked like Barry Sanders at times, shifting, twisting, played great. And we have to use him more like that. You know, even in the interview, he said the game slowed down like it was slow motion. And he said he was in the groove. Well, no doubt about it. This is the best game we've had all season because it finally, for me, sitting there watching this game, saying to myself, we have rhythm. We've got a cadence. We've got positive body language. We got smiles and high fives. We have, you know, even though we weren't winning, completely dominating, we were playing hard. And we were beating the daylights out of the Let's Ride Broncos. Russell, I'm tired of getting hit. Wilson ran for his life all over. He did some great catch. He throws some great throws. They did a pretty good job trying to move the ball down the field. But our defense, it was rested. It was ready to go. Denzel Perryman, can't say enough about him. He was concussed in this game, which kind of worries me a little bit. But our defense played decent football. I mean, it played good, cover your man, stay on top of things football. You know, that's all we're needing. We just need good football out of our defense and offense so they complement each other, so one's not exhausted because they're on the field all day, while the offense, you know, 3s and outs. No, no, no. This, my friend, was our best complete game, I have to say. For the most part, we shut down Denver's run, which I'm most afraid of, and I have been for many years, because they've run the ball very well. But Javonte Williams, who was injured in this game, 10 carries for 28 yards. And Russell Wilson, 4 carries, 29 yards, and he did squeeze in for a touchdown. But that was about it. Melvin Gordon, the old man, 3 carries, 8 yards. And Mike Boone, 3 carries for 20 yards. But, you know, I just believe, honestly, that the Raiders played great on all sides of the ball. Good game. Game ball to, of course, Jacobs. I don't think the coach should have got the game ball from Derek Carr. I think that was a little brown nosing, or I don't know what he was trying to do, but the game ball should all have gone to Josh Jacobs, and they should have recognized him for that. Matter of fact, they should pay the man for sure. But that's not how our coach sees running backs. I don't get it. But, you know, then again, I don't want to go off on a negative tangent on our coach since he did get a victory out of this game. But even in victory, it was hard to listen to him in the post-game press conference, but you had to. Now, if you want to see some or listen to some comedy, you should listen to the Denver Broncos coach and his post-game press conference, because just when I start feeling bad about our coach, I just have to look at their coach, and I just don't feel quite so bad, because Hackett is not going to hack it this year or next year. Man, this guy's got to go back to the drawing board, because, I mean, lame is an understatement. I think we all knew that Denver was a paper tiger and their wins were just so skinny and so lucky that when they came across a decent team like us at home ready to play, that I think we all knew we could win this game, which I knew we could win it. It was just whether our coach would loosen up and play the players in their best position to play, coach. Use our running backs. You know, the offensive line, I think, finally is getting it together. I think they're finally figuring it out. I don't even know what to say. I just think the run blocking was superb. We got way out in front. We got into the secondary. Jacobs had some nice creases. It was beautiful to see that guy run the ball, especially against the Orange. And it was just so special, I must say again, to see the Orange crowd walking up the aisles and out of the stadium and late in the third quarter. And halfway through the fourth quarter, there was a wave of Orange. And you just got to say one thing as they're leaving. Let's ride! Nice victory, Raiders. Nice way to go. Now we got to just button it up. We play Monday night against the Condiments. We'll hit on that next. But I think we came out of this fairly unscathed. Perryman got injured. We picked up another linebacker. I don't know if we're going to play him. He's one of Patrick Graham's guys. We'll talk about that on this next segment. And before I get too far away from this game, whose idea was the onside kick, giving them the ball to 50-yard line? If that was our coach's idea, he needs some serious medication. Even though we almost got it, but almost doesn't count. Because if it wasn't for our defense, they would have scored big time. But, you know, giving the other team an opportunity to score at the 50-yard line is absolutely unacceptable. The onside kicks are desperation kicks in my mind. So let's not do that anymore, McDougals. And that is all I have to say about that. All right, Monday, October 10th. Woo! We travel to Sparrowhead Stadium, where we play the Condiments. Yes, the ketchup red, the yellow mustard, and the white mayonnaise. I love calling them the Condiments. It's one of my favorite things. At 5:15 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, Monday Night Football. Yes, they were thinking this would be a heck of a contest, and you know what? I still think it is, and I think we can beat these Chiefs. Yep, you heard it here, because I know that they are beatable. Let's talk about it. We'll be right back. Let me just tell you one thing I don't like about the Chiefs is their smug, overconfident faces. Mahomes and Kelce and the rest of these guys look very, you know, smug. And they have an attitude like they're going to win every time. They are a good team, mind you, but they lost to the Indianapolis Colts. You know why? It was great football by a team, another professional football team, that knew how to run the ball. Yes, Jonathan Taylor took it to the Chiefs and kept them off the field most of the game. It was field position and running the ball, I believe, that will win this game for the Las Vegas Raiders. We got to keep our calm and not get sucked into the Chiefs are so good. And really, we got to suck them into, oh, we're so good. Oh, wait a minute, we're not so good. And pretty soon, when you see those smiles to frowns and the concern on their faces, you got them. The Chiefs fold up like a cheap suit once they start to get beaten in the trenches, and we can do that against this team. Our defense has to be ready to play, obviously. Mahomes is squirrely, but I think our secondary can do a great job. I think this is a very good matchup there at Sparrowhead. Now, I know it sounds silly being 3-1, but hey, man, stranger things have happened, like them losing to the Colts, right? The Colts aren't a real powerhouse team, but they played the game smart. And if you watch that game, I think we have a perfect recipe in that to beat the Chiefs at home. It's going to be a tough call, absolutely. It's going to be hard to get done. They don't have Tyreek Hill, but they have other guys that can hurt you. We can win this game. We have to be convinced we can win this game. We have to be angry to go and win this game. It's a division opponent on a Monday night. We cannot show up like chumps on Monday Night Football. It's the last thing the team wants to see. Everybody's watching, everybody in the country, and the world, mind you. The Colts beat the Chiefs 20-17. And how they did that was keeping the Chiefs off the field, running the football, playing strong defense, having them go 3-and-out, and keeping their defense on the field all day long. That is the recipe to conquer the Chiefs. We can't give them any of these cheesy shovel pass first downs. You know, this defense better be ready for these snappy Fat Andy calls that he likes to do against the Raiders. They get all cheesy when we come to play them. We have beat the Chiefs in their house. I was there. Jamarcus Russell beat the Chiefs in their house. I was there.
Second and one from the Kansas City 11-yard line.
The Chiefs are not invincible. They can lose. It just takes the right coaching and the mindset of the players, and I think we can win. We're going to be huge underdogs, trust me. But this is where the team has to have another team meeting, go in there, and get it done on the ground, run that rock, pummel it till they can't take it anymore. This is how you beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Then, you know, Carr will be able to get out, run that ball, and pass that ball outside of the pocket. Let's remake the last game where we beat the Broncos. Let's ride! And sent them home. This time, let's just quiet that stadium that is so smug. Boy, there's not another game I would love to see win, besides the Broncos, than this contest right here. If we don't win another game, let's beat the Chiefs in their house. There's nothing sweeter than putting some mayonnaise, mustard, and ketchup on a burger and getting it done. So let's get this done, Raiders, because I truly believe that we can win this game. There's no doubt in my mind. Run the ball. And that is all I have to say about that. Bad of the bone. 1-800-620-7181. 1-800-620-7181. It's the bone line. Get on it. Because that is what makes this podcast. It's not me. It's not Randy. Well, it is Randy. But it's certainly not me. It's you. You are the fans. You are the ones we need to hear. And you don't have to hit no subscribe button. You don't got to go over here and ring a bell, take a shot, spin a wheel, whatever. Just get on the phone and tell us what you're feeling about our Raiders. All right, who's first on the line? And our first caller is Raider Tom from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I love you, brother. Tom is a good fan, solid fan, stuck there in Viking country for sure. What's up, Tom?
Raider Greg, this is Raider Tom out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Just got done listening to number podcast 600. Congratulations. Fantastic. God, you knocked it out of the park this time. All the, just going back in history, listening to all the podcasts from before and Jamar Ass Russell. I remember that clown. I remember going to those games up in Oakland and watch that idiot play. I just thought, oh my gosh, it was just amazing. You knocked it out of the park. Today we're playing the Denver Broncos, and my prediction is we're going to lose today. We're going to lose to the Broncos, and next week when we go to Kansas City, we're going to beat Kansas City. That's just my prediction. I'm a Raider fan, been a Raider fan forever, 65 years old. I'm actually from the Inland Empire, Riverside, California, retired in 2011, retired, moved to Minnesota. I think that Derek Carr is highly overrated. I think he is the problem. He handles the ball in every single play except for punting and kicking a field goal. He is like Kirk Cousins, who the Vikings have up here. He's got all kinds of numbers, sure, but has he ever won anything? No. Neither has Derek Carr or Kirk Cousins. Both of them are highly overpaid. Neither one of them have done anything, never accomplished anything, but he's got stats. Big freaking deal. Anyways, like I said before, the best thing for me is your podcast. And this two-hour podcast, you knocked it out of the park. Thank you again, Raider Greg, and I'm a loyal listener to the Raider Nation podcast, and take care. Okay, bye-bye.
Well, first off, I'm glad you were wrong about the Broncos game, because we did win, in convincing fashion, no less. And I think we can beat the Chiefs. And you know what? Thank you for the props, man. It was fun. Randy did all that together. You got to thank him, because he walked me down memory lane, because it was a long... been doing this show a very long time, and we've been through the ups and mainly the downs together, but we've been doing it together. It's fun. It was fun to hear all those shows and what we're going through. I remember them vividly. Appreciate the props, my good brother. Let's just beat the condiments. Who's next? And our next caller is the Prez. He's in the house. I love hearing from the Prez because he's the Prez. What's happening, man?
Raider Nation. This is the prayers calling in. It is a victorious Sunday. The Raider Nation is happy. Everybody is relieved. We got that W. We finally figured it out. Pound the rock. Give it to Jacobs and let him work. And boy, did he work it over on those donkeys. Carr played well. He even pulled off a good, nice, ballsy run. Two times, to be exact. And I was very, very shocked. Wanted to say, as I said earlier, still early. It's only week four. Yeah, we had a right to be concerned. Because technically those games we lost, we was in the ballpark, just boneheaded errors cost us those games. And, you know, we tried to come back when we was already ahead. And it is what it is, you know. We just hope we just continue to find ways to make it happen. I'm a little light with it today. You know, we won. I mean, what more can you say? I'm happy to see these guys that was very sorely missed come back and play. And we didn't stay one-dimensional. The defense definitely held it up. And my goodness, we got to really appreciate the likes of Crosby, because obviously we have a once-in-a-while talented individual that's on our team. He made it real easy for me not to miss Matt, because Matt, you know, he used to do the same thing, sacks and all those wonderful things. But now we got Crosby, you know, to do it. Chandler, you know, maybe we should have kept that in Garkey, dude. I keep not knowing how to pronounce his name, though, but I guess he's trying his best, but that's all you can hope for. So anyway, Raider Nation, we got the W. The next one is that Monday night game, and that's going to, like, really, you know, sink or swim, or we'll be here or the goat. So without further ado, let's get that next victory. This is the prayer signing off. Salute Raider Greg. Salute Raider Randy. Salute to Raider Nation. Raiders. So says the prayers.
Well, my brother, I thought you'd be a little more animated, a little happier, a little more upbeat. I know we lost those games at the beginning, and we're going to look back and say, wow, I wish we would have had those wins. Can't look back, man. We got to look forward. That's just how it is. That's why I said we just can't worry about anything moving forward. Take each game at a time and record it if you have to, especially if you've got things to do with your family. Please do, because this game is just a game. We're not the millionaires making all the money, but we sure like to see our team. If you can be home and not have something else to do, watch the game, of course. But, man, we beat the Broncos at home. That's big. I mean, they're a paper tiger for sure, but it gave us some confidence, and who knows what can happen when we go to Sparrowhead. We beat them there before, and it would really be a great year to put a whooping on them in their house. I would love to wipe the smug off Kelsey's and Mahomes' face. Nothing would be sweeter, except for some relish on your ketchup mayonnaise. Oh my gosh. And mustard hamburger. Our next caller's Raider Junkie, and he's in the house. I love this guy. What's up, bro?
What's up, Raider Greg? Raider Randy. Finally, we get that big win today. That is so great. It was nice to see that Jacobs had a big day today with 28 rushes for 144 yards. And that's what I kept saying last week. Pound the freaking ball. Run the ball. And I'm glad he had a good day today. But, hey, I'm going to make this quick. Next week is going to be our biggest task next week. We need to get on a winning streak. We need to go to Kansas City and run the freaking ball. That's what we need to do. Take the time off the clock. Don't give Mahomes the time of day. We need to chew up the clock and score points. No, and Raider Greg, and I'm not talking field goals. We need touchdowns. We need to get back in that red zone and score some touchdowns. So hopefully next weekend on Monday night, Raider Nation, we will see, hopefully an upset. And I hope to God we get that upset, because if we go down 1-5, we're just looking at a long season. Raider Greg, Raider Junkie, out.
Well, thank you for the call, brother, and I agree with you 100%. If we can keep the ball on the ground and burn up the clock and keep getting first downs, keep them off the field, keep their defense on the field all day, long, there is a mixture for a success for real. I agree 100%. Let's beat those condiments. What a statement game that will be for our team. And it could change a lot of things about our entire team and the direction that it is going in. Appreciate the call always, brother. My good brother, Raider Steve, you have a little slur going on.
Hey, Raider Greg. It's Raider Steve in Vegas. The Raiders beat the Broncos today. I'm happy. But that was the most silent Raiders victory I ever watched in my house. Now, we could have gone to the stadium, but nobody wanted to go. I still don't want to go. It feels like a waste of time. You know what kind of effort it takes to get there, do everything. And we're season ticket holders, man. It's just not worth it anymore for us, at least right now. Anyways, Raiders won. That's great. But I'll tell you, man, I just discovered something. I watched the victory postgame from Gruden within the last few years. And then I watched the postgame that the Raiders posted today from McDaniels. And it's a joke. You can see it on their faces. You can see it on the players' faces. You can see it on McDaniels' faces. He is not a leader of men. And I'm sorry, I've had quite a bit to drink tonight, but that's a fact. I don't think we're going to beat the Chiefs. I hope we do, but I don't think it's going to happen. Look at Derek Carr. He's like patting McDaniels on the back, like, hey, bro, you did good. You know what I mean? Like, the guy's not a leader. I hate to be negative. I'm happy we won. I don't think this is going to lead to anything, and I hope I'm wrong. Go Raiders.
I know how you're feeling. I know exactly how you're feeling. Hey, I hope you sold your tickets to a bunch of Bronco fans and made your money and made extra money. That would be my wish and my desire for you. I hope you did. Now, going to the games is really a lot of work. It is. It's a great deal of work and effort. And if you don't think they're going to win, really, it's about the tailgate. You know, I went to Oakland 14 seasons in a row, just not very much compared to a lot of people. But it was the tailgate that made the victories and the defeats worth it. It was having time with family and friends, enjoying a few beers, some great food, and fellowship with the Raider Nation. I really appreciate it, and now that I can't go, I miss it greatly. So let me just encourage you, Steve, is just pack it in, man. Get your stuff in your truck. Get on out there. Throw your tailgate. Minimize it if you have to. Work it out, because really, when you look back in time, like I look back at the Coliseum and the time we had there, they're great memories, man. Great memories with friends like yourself and other Raider fans that we saw there. And, you know, no one can take that away from me. And so I just encourage you to go to the game. Unless you can get a ton of money, I hope you made money, dude. I hope you scalped these Bronco fans like crazy. I would take their money. But, yeah, we won, and I think we can beat the Chiefs. So let's just watch that happen. You can watch that from your house. But don't give up on the tailgate, bro. Certainly not. That stadium is beautiful. And if I had seats, you know I would be going to those games. Just because of the fun, bro. Thanks for the call, bro. Can you smell the cheese? That's because the Cheesehead Raider is in the house, and I have never heard the term schneid, but it is certainly appropriate. So what is up, brother?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation, this is the Cheesehead Raider calling from Wisconsin, and we finally got off the schneid, got the win against the Broncos. I think we know what our recipe is now. Feed Josh Jacobs. Give that man an extension. I don't care if we have White. You can't have too many running backs. He was balling, running hard, running power, shifting all over there. Looked like a little bit of a bigger Barry Sanders. There's a couple of moves out there. Feed the ball to Davante Adams. We got to keep Perryman on the field. Defense looked considerably better with Perryman on the field than it has the last couple of weeks. And I forget the linebacker's name. It was a big free agent signing that we got, and he wound up being a complete bust. So we got rid of him, and we brought in Chandler Jones. Is he replacing that position now, being this great defensive acquisition that's nothing but a bust because he hadn't really done much? This last game got a couple of holding calls against him, and that's pretty much about the most that his name has been called over the season so far. Mad Max, defensive MVP, without a question. Guy is a beast against the run, sacking the quarterback, defending against the pass, if you can believe that. I believe it was one that he blocked. It's a good thing to get a win, especially in the division, at home. Now, can we carry the momentum to Monday night against the Condiments? It's going to be a tough game. I hope Jacobs rested up. Offensive line look halfway decent. See if we can get it. Maybe we can get Hunter Renfro back, too. That would be a great thing, an added weapon. All right, this is the Cheesehead Raider. Hope everyone's excited. Sure you are. First win of the season. Go Roosters.
Well, thank you for the call, as always, my good brother. And, yeah, Chandler Jones doesn't look like he does a lot, but if you focus on him, he does a lot. He puts a lot of pressure. He seals up an avenue for the quarterback. I think he's doing okay. He's not doing what we paid him to do, but he's doing okay. I don't see anybody else able to do what he does. He's very long, and I think maybe he will get better as the season goes forward. We needed Perryman. We need a linebacker because that made a huge difference in our defense. We'll certainly need one this week with Perryman having a concussion. Let's hope he can come back from that and it's not a severe one. But you know what, man? We got nothing to lose. We should have that attitude going into Sparrowhead and going there and lay the wood to the Condiments. That's what I think too, bro. Thank you for the call. And our next caller out of Indiana, Raider Ray, is in the house. What do you got for the nation, my good brother?
Go Raider Nation. This is Raider Ray out of Indiana. We got a win, finally. And guess what? We ran the damn ball. You know, as soon as they emptied the backfield, we didn't do shit. But as long as there was a threat, we ran it. And we did pretty good. But the red zone struggles, I see them doing the same damn thing over and over and over. I don't know when they're going to realize they're going to try something a little different. But got to win, and that's what matters. Go Raiders.
First off, my brother, thank you for the call, and I love your take. You run the ball. And I did notice the same exact thing. When we had the empty backfield, we got stuffed. They were ready. They were ready to play. They love when we have the empty backfield. I don't care what you do. Put somebody back there. If you got to put a tight end back there, put a tight end back there. You need to have something to threaten that run constantly. We cannot have that empty backfield. And I agree. We better come up with some better red zone offense. That's what he talked about all preseason, all OTAs. Oh, we got to work on that red zone. We got to get to that red zone. Well, it looks like the same team we saw before. The great red zone we had this game was Jacobs running the ball into the end zone. We must get a better end zone play scheme. And I don't mean in the red zone as much as I mean just before the red zone. How come we can't get the ball into the end zone before we get to the red zone? I mean, that's my biggest question is we have all these guys. Can't we get the ball there? I don't know. I agree 100%. Glad we ran the ball. We better learn. That's a recipe for success. Thanks for the call, my good brother. And our next caller straight out of Albany, New York. Raider Maddie is in the house. Longtime listener. What's up, brother?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. It's Maddie Raider, Albany, New York. Just calling in after that nice win over Denver. How sweet it was. I don't care if we're 1-3 right now. We just have to get that win and get over that and do it with Denver, who I absolutely cannot stand. I said to my wife yesterday, turn on the game to see all those Bronco fans in the stands. It was just, man. But how sweet it must have been for them Raider fans as they were walking out in all those orange jerseys going out with their head between their legs. But anyway, it was nice to see the team did what we wanted pretty much all along. JJ running that ball, he looked fantastic. You know, leaning on that run game. You know, one thing that I kind of see is Carr looks like a little lost in this offense. Maybe it's just this guy's just had so many different offenses and coaches. But, you know, they were talking about Devontae Adams saying how complicated this offense was. And hopefully Carr will just get through these growing pains and get it. It was great to see him running yesterday using his feet to make plays. I think he had like 40-something yards on the ground running. And he's an athlete. I wish he would do it more often, but hopefully he will. And just quickly, just listen to that 600th show. Man, what a fantastic show, guys. You know, I had the opportunity to meet Greg and Randy out in Oakland, and they're just super guys. And, you know, we just appreciate all you guys do, listening to those old podcasts and old memories with Jim Marcus. And it was just fantastic, guys. We really appreciate what you do, and we love you guys. So, you know, let's put it all together next week. Huge game against Kansas City. You know, let's do it. Okay, guys. God bless.
First of all, my brother, thank you for being a listener for so very long. You've been around for a while. So you know those shows, you know those podcasts, and you did come down to Oakland, and we did have a heck of a good time. And, you know, with this game, this game running the ball. I don't need to say any more. We've been saying it, screaming it, actually. And I'm glad. I think Carr took this game over. I think he started to call more plays at the line of scrimmage. He is not Tom Brady. I love seeing him kind of spread things out a little bit. And I think we have to have this formula to move forward. Because I don't think McDaniels has got a clue. I think the team does. I think the team's going to start working through Carr. And I think that's what's going to happen. We'll see. We got the condiments coming up next, bro. And yeah, the walk down memory lane. You know it. You were there. You witnessed it along with all of us. I appreciate those props, my good brother. And thank you for being a contributor to our show. And next, straight out of PA, Scranton, that is. Raider Chris is in the house, another longtime listener and contributor. Man, he's been through all this with us. What's up, brother?
Raider Nation, Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Chris, Scranton, PA. What a pathetic showing today. What a pathetic No, I'm just kidding. Pay JJ28. Pay that man. Because he showed why he deserves to get paid. He took that game over by himself. Pay that man. And Matt Collins, he's arrived. He's arrived as a Raider. He's been flawless the last 2 weeks and on special teams. And Max Crosby, well, we know what Max brings. He's like, Chandler Jones, I don't know where the fuck you're at, but let me put this team on my back. And that's what he did. And one more thing. We need to give number 24 to Nate Hobbs because he's going to be the next great. This kid is just balling out. So, great win. I'm enjoying this week, but guess what? Kansas City, Monday night in front of the whole world. Let's see what Raider team shows up. Raider Nation, I'm out like that fat girl in dodgeball.
It truly was fresh to get a victory. Mad Max is exactly that. He's mad. I love to see that anger on the field. I don't know about Chandler. We'll see what happens with Jones. I don't know if he'll be here next season, but he's playing. He's playing hard. But, yeah, you know what? I don't know about the way they arranged their payments this year, but I'm telling you, Jacobs, if he continues to play like this and he gets away from us, that'd be a shame. That would be a shame. Because if he keeps running like this, we will beat the Chiefs on Monday night in front of the world. Because that's the formula for success for us moving forward, as you know, my good brother. Love the call. Thanks for being a great member of the Raider Nation podcast, bro. Our next caller is Raider Trey. I think he's from L.A., but I'm not sure, but he's on the line. What's up, my Raider brother?
Trey, this is probably my third time calling. Yeah, I'm not really a talker, so I just like to listen to the show. But that memory lane was pretty cool. I think I started listening probably in like 2015, so I got to see what I missed in the past 10 years prior to that. Funny, the theme always feels the same. Like the start of the season, we're pretty optimistic, and then towards the end, it's just kind of like, it just goes to hell, but it's okay. It's fun to be a Raider fan, watching football and all that stuff. Gives me something to do, too. Other than that, see, the Raiders beat the Broncos, which I expected. You know, the offense of the Broncos hasn't looked great the past 3 weeks prior to that, so I expected this to be the game they won. So let's not think this is the start of a change, because they know next week they'll lose. Chiefs, but you know, if they start going on a win, then we can start talking about that. So, you know, it's good they won this game. They should have won. They really should be at least 2-2 right now. Should have beat the Cardinals. You know, so that didn't happen. But anyway, I'll get off now. I'm not saying anything that interesting. But yeah, thanks for the shows, and yeah, later.
Well, thanks for the call, brother. And you know, it's funny, the walk down memory lane. Yeah. Not a lot of wins, not a Super Bowl yet, but it's not about the team as much as it is the fans. You know, that's what makes the Raiders special. Not so much all the victories. I mean, we don't got those 6 Super Bowl rings within a 10-year span. We haven't been spanking everybody of late. We used to, but it's more about the fans, more about the stadium, the parking lot, the camaraderie, the family. It's pretty cool. That's why we do it. That's why we're here. And that's why we've been doing this so long, is because the Raider Nation truly is a special fan base. Appreciate that call, brother. And our next caller is Raider Mystic. He's in the house. Love this guy from Bend, Oregon. Great organization up there. Super good, strong fan base in Bend. What's happening, brother?
What's up, guys? It's Raider Mystic. My son, Raider Nation Mason, he has a strong prediction, even though he keeps telling me, gosh, the Raiders suck. why do the Raiders suck? But he goes and he reviews the schedule. He looks at the depth chart, and he's predicting 7-4 at the 11-game mark. Raider Nation Mason with a prediction of 7-4 at the 11-game mark. We'll see how it turns out for him, but he's usually pretty good with this stuff. So let's go, 15-year-old, see what you got. And there's nobody I love to beat more than those rascals, the Denver Donkeys, the Broncos. Nice to get a win. I'm jazzed. I'll be going to New Orleans. And I got this New York kind of exit. I don't know why. I just don't know why it happens, but it happens sometimes, okay? I'm a wise guy. But looking forward to New Orleans. I hope you guys might be down there too. 4-dub. We're going to be rocking Gorilla Rilla's birthday party after the game on Bourbon Street at the beach. Yes. Let's get it. Go Raiders.
Great call as usual, bro. And anybody going to this contest better check that out. Randy's going to be there for sure. Randy and Lisa and Deanna is going to be there. Let's see, who else? There's a bunch of fans that are going to be in the house there. So check out Gorilla Rilla, deservedly so, deserves a huge party. And the fact that you're going to be doing it is great news because you guys do a great job there. Representing the Raider Nation. What a party on Bourbon Street. If you know anybody who's going to that game, tell them about this deal. The after the game birthday party for Rilla. Raider Mark is the man and his beautiful wife. Good people, great people. And you know it's going to go down big that night. Thank you for that, bro. Thank you for that announcement because people will find you. And our next caller, well, you should know him by now because this time of year he always shows up. Our good brother and contributor for quite some time, Raider Dan from Kansas City. What is up, my good brother?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, this is Raider Dan from KC. It's that time of year. But before I talk about that, I love your last podcast, 600 episode. I remember the first time I learned about your program. I got a new phone. I heard Stitcher Radio. I typed in Raiders. The podcast came up. Love the show ever since then. I remember the first call you ever played. It was when our great owner, Al Davis, passed away. And I think you had a program. People talk about being a Raider and being a Raider fan. And I remember talking about that I'm from Los Angeles. I live in KC, and I was born a Raider fan, and loved this show ever since.
Raider Dan from Kansas City. This is a sad day for Raider Nation. Got up this morning, and my wife looked over and told me Al Davis and Hugh Jackson call him Coach. But we also call him Coach, passed away. And my heart will always bleed silver and black. And I'm Raider Dan from Kansas City, but I'm not originally from here, Raider Nation. I'm from Los Angeles. When I was 12 years old, my sister used to take me to the mall, and I met Marcus Allen, and I met Howie Long, and I met the Raiderette. These Chiefs fans wonder, how are you a Raider fan? I was born a Raider fan. They do not understand that Raider Nation, you understand. You're just born a Raider fan. And you love your team. And you love Mr. Davis and what he's done for this league. A lot of people say, hey, this team would be better if he wasn't around. The game you look at right now in the NFL, if it wasn't for Mr. Davis, you wouldn't be looking at Aaron Rodgers. You wouldn't be looking at Tom Brady dominating. You know, so give credit as credit is due. For a Sunday game, go out there and play your butts off, guy. Leave it out on the field. It's the way Mr. Davis always wanted it, the way he needs it right now. Going to the playoffs. We're going to win the West, just like Mr. Jackson said. I'm out.
On to the game. I'm not going to talk that bad about the last game. They play like Raiders. You know, I'm all about that. They play like Raiders that left it out on the field. But you're coming to Sparrowhead. I got my ticket. Tailgate my butt off. But I want to say this one line. As a sci-fi movie, I love Battle Los Angeles. There's a scene towards the end of the movie when the Marines were going after the aliens. And this is the way I feel about our team. We're coming to Arrowhead. Let these motherfuckers know who they fucking with. We make our stand at Sparrowhead. Raider Greg, Raider Randy, I'm out. Go Raiders.
You know, I got to agree with you because this is kind of the last stand. This is the last stand for our team. I mean, if we're going to make a statement this year, and if we're going to win any game, this should be the game we win right there at Sparrowhead. And especially for the Raider fans to show up, because there will be a contingency of silver and black in the house. That, I will tell you, great place to see a game. I hope they win for you, bro. At least when they leave there, they should leave the Chiefs bloodied and bleeding and damaged and bruised, and let them know that they were in a hell of a fight. You know what I'm saying about that. Thank you for the call again, my good brother, and for contributing for so long. And our next caller is Raider Nate from deep up in the valley. What do you got for us, my good brother?
What's up, Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation? This is Raider Nate from deep up in the valley, Fresno. Just listened to the 600th podcast. Wow, 600th Raider Nation podcast, longest running professional sports podcast. And nice, as always. You guys did a great job. Took a little trip down the dark, ages with Jakarkus. Oh, man, I think that's when I might have discovered the podcast and started hearing that therapy. But congrats on the 600th episode. Man, I'm looking forward to many more. Thank you guys again. And it makes it even sweeter coming off that nice victory over the Donkeys. That one's for you, Raider Greg. Glad we got the Donkeys. Started running the ball for once. Jacobs just was a beast. Crosby was a beast, but Jacobs, man, game ball, man. Game ball Jacobs, man. Man, we might have found something, man. We got a kick in the run. Greg, you've been saying it. Others have been saying it. What a victory. Way to shove the ball down their throats, man. We needed that in the worst way. And you know who we got next. So hopefully we can rally the team together, man. The team stays focused, man. Let's try to just keep it moving, going to the bye on top if we can, but man, congrats again on the 600th episode, man. All the callers that you were playing, man, that was epic, man. That was just blast from the past, man. Raider Nate, go Raiders, man. Let's do this, man. I'm out.
Right on, my good brother. You know, it's been fun. It's been real and real fun for Randy and I do this show, and those flashes from the past are crazy because it just reminds me, one, how old I am and how much fun we had with the fans, because the fans really must make this doggone show. I appreciate the love always, and it would sure be sweet to get a victory before we go into the bye, especially at Sparrowhead. And our next caller is the Carson Raider from Carson, California. Know it well. My good brother, what is happening?
Hey, Raider Greg, Raider Randy, it's Carson Raider from Carson, California. First of all, I want to say that thank you for everything that you do on the podcast, and hope you guys are doing well, and Raider Nation, hope you guys are doing well too. I managed to see the game, man, and, you know, I'm really hard on McNuggets, but, you know, it seems, like I said in my last call, it has to take a miracle for him to turn it around, you know, have a change of heart, which you really don't see many coaches do, you know, change their game plan and really, you know, play to their strengths and find an identity. And it seems like he did. He ran Josh Jacobs, man, and Josh Jacobs is a beast. And they were able to find an identity by running the ball, pounding it, and, you know, with the play action, and that opened up the play action. He was able to find his Carr was able to find his receivers, and he was able to, it seems like everything was much more cleaner. They were able to get their receivers and weapons open. And then on top of that, Carr actually used his legs, which I was very impressed with. And it's just, it was really an impressive win. It felt really good, really good. And I don't want to get my hopes up, because we've all seen, you know, Raiders find the recipe to success for one game and then just completely forget about it the next 16, 17 games. So I'm not trying to get my hopes too up, but, man, I'm going to enjoy this win. Again, I was able to enjoy my family first and watch the game later, and I think that's a great, great message you're sending out, because, you know, when you really value the true things in life, you prioritize your strengths and your main priorities. You know, mine is the same as yours: God, my family, and then the Raiders. Doesn't mean I like them a little, but it's just, it feels good when you spend time with your family, you spend time with God, and you're able to enjoy the other things later. It feels really good, and I think that's a message that needs to be said more throughout the show. But anyways, Raider Nation, I love you guys. Enjoy this win, and go Raiders, man. All right, Raider Greg, Raider Randy, peace. I'm out.
Well, thank you for the call, my good brother, and thank you for the props as well. And yes, man, I watched this game. It looks like there's some improvement. Let's hope that it sticks. Let's hope that the coach really does his homework, especially against the Chiefs, and doesn't overthink things. Keep things in the basic trenches. Use our offensive line to push the ball and get some creases for Jacob so we can move the ball down the road. That's what I think. I think we should stick with the form. It seems to be working. And the other thing, too, let me just reiterate what I've been saying lately. Football is a game. It's a great game to get away from troubles and things like that. But the real way to get away from troubles, of course, is God and Jesus Christ. I ain't going to play. And, you know, I use Sunday. That is the Sabbath day for me. So it's more important for me to spend time with my wife when my kids are home, and to definitely go to church. Those are the priorities of my life. And I'll watch the game later when I can sit down and relax and chill about watching the game. So I appreciate that too, brother, because it's how I live. It's how I really promote watching this sport and our team. Doesn't mean that the Raiders are, you know, not important. Of course, they're my team. But there are things in life that really tower above football. And that's a great reminder, my good brother. God bless you, and thank you for the call. And last, but never least, out of Dallas, Texas, Raider Jesse James in the house. This guy's got some wisdom. Let's hear it.
Huh. Would you look at that? As soon as I said, and a lot of us did, not just me, run the ball, stretch the field, and let DC scramble. What a difference that makes. Interesting. What we need to do against the Chiefs is basically hold Mahomes to the bench, not let him be out there, and if he is, put pressure on him with Mad Max we can beat the Chiefs. We can. But it starts within not beating ourselves, and that's believing in each other. That's what the players need. And this last game, even though it wasn't a pretty win, I mean, heck, it was a win, and I think the guys are coming together now. But, again, pound the rock. Let DC scramble to build time, to give Devontae, to give these wide receivers time to get open, do what we got to do, and that's what we need to do. Raider Greg, again, the three losses we had were not shutouts or not beatouts, but we didn't get our asses kicked. We were in every single game, and hopefully this last W gets us to the next level where we need to be. Raider Jesse James out of Dallas, Texas. Love you, brother. Love you, Raider Nation. Y'all be safe. I'm out.
Yeah, that's been the sentiment through the last three contests. Run the ball, not just three times, not just 10 times, but give us some runs, and it'll open up the field. Don't have empty back sets. Empty sets are failures for us, this team. But I think it really did happen during the team meeting. I think they finally figured out that they just have to play for each other. And not for this clown, not for the coach, but play for each other and to win. And in order to beat the Condiments, just like you said, we have got to keep Mahomes on the pine, wondering when his next down's going to be. Because by doing that, we keep their offense off the field and stale, and keep their defense on the field and tired. That's the recipe. Let's see if we can do it. Love the call, as always, brother. Thank you for that. Well, that will do it for this edition of Raider Nation Podcast, the longest-running Raider podcast in history, ever thought, ever was, ever could be. Thank you to Randy, the magic in the podcast, and all the listeners that have been listening for so many years. We appreciate it. I know it's just me and just Randy, but we do our best to entertain and advise. I am Raider Greg, and I am out.